You're listening to the Happy Hour Podcast with Dr. Jay Dene. The Happy Hour Podcast is a space for the self-aware, accomplished woman and leader, professionally or personally, to connect, learn, and grow, fueled by her feminine juices. Listen to hear strategies and processes from Dr. Jay Dene and other experts to begin working to live a full and satisfying life while amplifying your leadership effectiveness.
Good morning and welcome back. It's Dr. Jay Dene. So we're going to start with what are boundaries. So this whole idea of boundaries is being able to create a healthy mental and emotional space between yourself and others. That's it in a nutshell. And the boundary process happens on both ends. So it's the boundaries that you create so that people have emotional and physical distance from you in a way in which is healthy for you. But it's also respecting the boundaries of other people. So we have to keep that in mind. That's important for you to have boundaries for yourself, and it's important to respect the boundaries of other people. Why have boundaries? First of all, it's necessary. It's necessary for productivity purposes, but it's also necessary for authentic people. You know, we have to have boundaries in our lives, and boundaries are supposed to represent something that's very empowering for you. It helps to protect your esteem. So if you have someone who comes at you constantly and berates you, well, you need to set a boundary because eventually it's going to impact your esteem. It also helps to maintain respect for yourself, and it helps to respect others when they have boundaries. It also helps for you to relate in healthy ways and to have that same expectation of others that they will relate to you in healthy ways. So what's the opposite of that? What's the opposite of not having boundaries? Well, it's going to lead to a whole lot of emotional distress and sometimes physical distress. It's going to lead to some level of pain. It's going to lead to anxiety or depression or resentment. Imagine that you're in a relationship with a girlfriend who always does a thing. Maybe she always comes in to your home and takes over your home in a way in which you never are able to say, hey, I need you not to do that. Well, eventually you're going to start resenting her. So it can lead to resentment. It can lead to stress. All of those things are going to impact your ability to be authentic in your life with yourself, with others, and on your job and your leadership role. So setting boundaries is very important. So think about boundaries this way. When you go home, you close your door and you lock your door, right? What is the opposite to that? You're not going to leave your door open. When you close your door at home, you close your door because you're creating a physical barrier for people so they know that they have to stop, knock, respect your door in order to get into your home and can only come in with your permission. And the other thing is when you close your door, you have also created an emotional boundary. So you leave the world outside of that door. So we know that many things happen in the world. We know that prostitution happens in the world. Murders happen in the world. A whole lot of deviant behavior happens in the world. But behind that door is where we're teaching and representing the values that we hold to be true. So that door reflects a barrier for emotional and physical space from you in the world. And that same idea has to be applied at work. It's the same concept. So it provides an opportunity to you to say to others, when you cross my door, whether it's my actual door or when you approach me in my physical space, there are some things that are acceptable for me and there are some things that are not acceptable for me, because you have to be the one to communicate that. And understand that when you set your boundary, it's not an indication of lack of love or dislike for someone. And when someone sets a boundary for you, it means the same. It's not a level of dislike or love for you. It is the ability and the right to set boundaries on both ends. So I'm going to end my conversation about boundaries with this today. Well, I'm going to end it right here. So I hope that this was good for you or useful for you.
So I want you to keep in mind as we move along that you are on your journey, and I want you to be kind and gentle to yourself along the way. I also want you to stay in touch with me on Instagram at Dr. Jay Dene. And until the next time, take good care of yourself. Bye-bye.